Hey friends, C-Note here. Welcome to Dopamine. I am your host, Christian Rivera, aka C-Note, and this is Dopamine. This is a platform all about INTP growth and development, personality type growth and development. And we talk about mental health, we talk about Myers-Briggs, we talk about the Enneagram, we talk about spiral dynamics, all sorts of different things here related to personal growth on Dopamine. We also have a website at dopeintp.com where you can check out courses available for INTP specifically for INTP growth. We also have a free course on there called Are You Really an INTP? Related to helping you assess your personality type as an INTP, which are videos. It's not a test. These are videos to help you figure out your personality type. We talk about cognitive functions and helping you kind of suss out some of those specifics and kind of fluid aspects of getting to know your personality. So I wanted to talk about reviewing content on this video, reviewing content for INTPs and really activating that introverted sensing aspect of your personality for learning. So on this channel, I've made over 100 videos at this point, which is great. Super excited about that. And there are a couple times I've rehashed a couple of topics. I've covered a couple of different ideas related to INTPs, particularly extroverted intuition growth. If there's one takeaway from this channel, it's that extroverted intuition growth is powerful for an INTP. That means getting out into the world. That means trying new things. That means looking for patterns. And, you know, really developing your sense of courage and bravery as an INTP. So there's, to really get the most out of your learning, I've had people ask me questions like, how do I study better? How do I learn things better? How do I let things stick? And it's really about this relationship between extroverted intuition and introverted sensing, right? So these functions, which you may have heard them talked about individually, and I've done it on this channel too, but the functions don't operate individually. Like, think about your brain, first of all. Your brain is an organic piece of matter, right? It's not literally four sections of your brain that cover your four cognitive functions, right? Your four main functions. And it's not like you have the other four shadow functions like underneath or something, right? I suspect that maybe is somehow some people are thinking of it that way, and it's not that case at all. We are organic. We are fluid. That means I like to think of your mind's activity activating like signals or a heat map, right? There's bleeding. I probably shouldn't say bleeding, but there's like a the signals kind of overlap, right? It's not as clean and cut, and it's not like this is doing this specifically, right? So when you're talking about introverted thinking and extroverted feeling, you know, your introverted thinking, if you start talking about what you care about enough or what you find interesting enough, you'll start to reveal your emotions related to it, right? There's the connection there. So when it comes to extroverted intuition and introverted sensing, these two have a relationship to each other in that you start to see patterns because you review things repeatedly. Right. So there's the one aspect of one way that you can view this channel, which is to view the videos in whatever order captures your attention. Right. So you're like, oh, okay, this is where my mind's at. Let me look at this video. Let me watch this video. Let me watch this video, you know, and from my angle, it could be video number 10, video number 42, and then you go to video number 33 and then up to video number 72. You know, and you kind of just bounce around based on wherever your mind is at. And that's one way that your intuition is trying to look for patterns in the way that I'm speaking on this channel about intuition, or you're even going to other channels or you're going to other resources and you're trying to piece the pattern together of what makes sense. You know, my friend Antonia Dodge from Personality Hacker asked me once, like, does it make sense that we're both making courses about INTPs? And I said, it actually would be really helpful for INTPs to buy multiple courses from multiple people to kind of get that intuition to look for patterns between the teachings of different people, right? So you can do that between my videos, or you can do that between my videos and other channels or other podcasts or whatever, right? You're looking for patterns. You might not even know exactly what it is that you're looking for. You're just gathering information, and then you just have an aha moment and your mind clicks on something. Suddenly you have all this background activity happening, and one day you're just like, you know, washing the dishes and you're just like, oh man, that's me. That's what that means. That's what okay, got it. Or you're in the situation in which you would use that, and suddenly the pattern clicks, right? So when you're learning, when you're studying, when you're trying to figure out your personality type, or you're trying to learn for school or something like that, one of the best ways that you can learn is to start to not only watch the videos in whatever random order comes up, but then to start to save those videos and re-watch them. So I'm encouraging you, not only for my channel, but other channels, to go back to some concepts and rewatch some of those videos. Because one of the things that we as INTPs can sometimes not really see about ourselves is realizing how much we're in our minds. During the course of this video, there's a chance that maybe you've zoned out already. Maybe there's a chance that you started, like something I said triggered a thought and you started going in a different direction. Or maybe you started doing something else and you're really kind of only half listening to what I'm saying, right? Imagine the amount of times that you've done that. Imagine the amount of stuff that you're missing because you thought that you listened to the whole video when really you only experienced maybe a third or a half of it, because half of the time you were trying to come up with a rebuttal to what I was saying, or that you were focused on something else entirely, or that I triggered a thought that pushed you into other thoughts, right? So what I'm suggesting and what I'm saying is that you have probably already done a good job of activating intuition and exploring different videos, but now it's time to supplement that intuition with going back to some of your favorite videos, or going back to maybe some of the most helpful videos. Now that you know maybe where you're at or what you're looking for, go back and watch it again. Listen to it again. Give it more attention. Write things down. Maybe approach it from a different angle. Maybe you realize that, hey, you know what? You're right. I was trying to just come up with a rebuttal and I wasn't actually listening to what you were saying. So be aware of that. Just be aware of your tendency to do that as an INTP, your tendency to overlap your thinking on top of what you're listening to. Because I do that all the time. With Molly, my partner, whenever we're sitting at the kitchen table and we talk about stuff for a little bit, sometimes I'll zone out and be like, can you say that again? Because I started going off on a tangent in my head and I wasn't really here, you know? And it's okay. Don't be embarrassed by that. That's just what happens. That's kind of how the INTP brain works. I think it's sometimes really hard to be aware of how much we're actually really in our heads, how much that really affects us. And how that affects our relationship to the outside world. So just rehash the thing again. There's no need to be embarrassed about it, or don't make the assumption that you did. Go back and watch it anyway. I would challenge you that if you've been watching some videos on this channel, go back to maybe the first video you watched or one of the first few videos that you watched, and then come back to this video and let me know if there's something new that you learned, or comment on that video, you know, if there's like something new that you learned from that video by watching it again, right? I've had that happen many times. It's kind of like watching a movie and you've watched a movie that you love a million times, like watching The Matrix or something. And then you realize, oh, I didn't notice that was there the first time. Like, that's kind of what introverted sensing is. That's why ISFJs and ISTJs, you know, they may watch like Law and Order over and over again, right? or one of those shows that has, that's like a serial type of show. That's not really a procedural type of show that like, they're kind of doing relatively the same thing, slightly different story. That's the other flip side, right? That's SI and NE, that's introverted sensing and extroverted intuition in the other direction, right? A consistent messaging, consistent episode. They start with the same kind of cadence. You know, there's a murder, and then you've got to talk about the murder, and then you've got to go knock on some doors, and then you kind of figure out what happens, right? But there's different situations, different contexts. And through watching that over and over and over again, they start to see patterns in see details in how a person's growing up, how the actor or the character is changing, how the character has, maybe you notice more details, and they watch it over and over again to see if they can figure out or learn new things or realize more details, right? So I know for me as an INTP, when I'm watching videos and I'm at first trying to figure something out, like I'm trying to learn something, I'm usually approaching it with like getting the gist of it first, right? Because you're trying to get a pattern, right? So you need to just get the energy. You need to get the vibe of what the thing is. And then you try to read something else and you're trying to connect that vibe to this vibe. And then you find something else. And you know, three typically makes a pattern. So you find another thing and you're like, okay, this energy, this general vibe, this general idea, this all kind of maps up. That makes sense. That all goes together. And then you go back and you maybe review the first one and you're like, okay, now that I know that there's a pattern here, now I can start to look for details and start to realize what's actually happening, what's going on here. So that's really what this video is about, is using that introverted sensing to review content, to review something you've already attained a pattern of, to confirm its accuracy and to confirm if there's maybe more that you've missed the first time that you went through, because you were just trying to get a vibe, right? So those details are important because the details can confirm or deny the pattern that you're seeing. And it's important for INTPs in particular to develop a little bit of humility around some of that pattern recognition. I know extroverted intuition dominance, ENFPs and ENTPs, when they're younger in particular, can sometimes have a difficulty with conflating their intuition with truth. You know, seeing a pattern doesn't automatically mean that it's true. You still have to go confirm it. You have to have maybe look again at the details of a situation or let it play out or go to even more context and see if that changes based on the circumstance or situation, right? Because it's really easy to see a small pattern and just be like, you know, this plus this equals the whole world, right? So our little ENFP, he's about 5 years old. He was really funny. He was just like, I kind of tried to talk to him a little bit about introverts and extroverts. And I was like, I'm an introvert. And we had just had a conversation about, I'm kind of short and Molly's pretty tall. She's 5'10 or 5'11 and I'm 5'4". So he was asking us about like the height difference. And we got into talking about introverts and extroverts. And he was like, oh, okay. So introverts are short and extroverts are tall, right? And obviously he's a five-year-old, like, you know, he's going to make those kind of weird assertions, but that's an exact example of thinking that you're seeing a pattern that's a false pattern, right? It's not the real, it's not actuality, right? You need to explore more details to confirm the pattern. You know, you see more examples, not just see two or three things and say it's everything, right? You need to see more. You need to explore not only more intuition, more contexts, more possibilities, but continue to go back into those old things and, you know, review them to gain more bits and information. So I know I mentioned like studying and extroverted intuition being our dominant style of learning. It's important to do that. So if to utilize that. So maybe you can find a study group of a couple of other INTPs or a couple other people who are intuitive, and you can have conversations about the topic instead of just reading it, right? So if you're just relying on introverted sensing, it's like you're relying on supplements for your entire diet, right? You're instead replacing meals with supplements, and that's not how that works, right? So if you have to eat your full meal, which is extroverted intuition, which means having connective conversations with people, connecting patterns, looking at the gist of the material, and then you can go back and read some of the material itself. So things start to click. You start to be like, oh, okay, this leads to this, leads to this. You know, introverted sensing, another way to look at it is about connective nodes. So when I talked about, you know, watching Law and Order, SVU or something like that, or Criminal Minds, you know, introverted sensing is trying to appreciate all of the little dots you know, watching all 10, 12 seasons, one episode at a time, and just like, do, 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 do. When I watch that stuff, I'm like, what's the gist of the episode? Like, what's the new thing? I'm not looking at the details of how each person has grown. I will go the other way. I will get a gist of everything. And then at the end, I start to like think about, oh, okay. So this leads to this. This change led to this change, led to this change, led to this change. So you can think about that related to history, biology, or even your human body as a system. You know, the reason I thought about this is because I recently did a lot of research related to, I've had some sciatica pain down my side. And I talked about pudendal neuralgia, which is like a pelvic floor nerve pain that I've been experiencing. Talked about that on a few podcast episodes recently. And I started looking at different YouTube channels, and I'm looking for consistency of the information. I'm looking for someone who's good at delivering the gist of the idea. And then I can start to maybe read a couple articles, look for more specifics, maybe get some more expert advice. And, you know, connecting those dots to how my system, my body as a system, is creating one pain that causes another pain that causes another pain. And then learning and seeing, you know, these YouTube channels themselves, how they've evolved and how they've learned these things over time. So for me, I went to the YouTube channel Bob and Brad to learn about physical therapy. They're physical therapists, and they're super charming. They're both sensors, and they're really easy to follow, but they say the same thing multiple times in multiple videos, right? So they have like an Achilles tendonitis video that they've got four or five of those videos, and they just update it every few years with some slightly different information, right? It's not a whole new big thing. It's just slightly different. But if you are someone who's watched those four or five videos in a row, you'll get the pattern of what it is that they're talking about. You get the main idea that they're like, okay, that's the pattern. And they're creating that pattern by being consistent over and over again. So that if someone is a pattern recognizer, they can say, hey, okay, this applies to all of these contexts and all of these situations over this period of time, right? So that's another way to kind of understand the extroverted intuition and introverted sensing relationship. And perhaps you as an INTP starting to know how you will learn the best. And that applies to this channel. Again, I challenge you to go and watch a video you've already seen and let me know if there's something new that you've learned. Maybe you didn't pick up the first time. And we'll do that with other channels, right? So that's also why some INTPs can struggle with getting to know their personality type, because you need to see the pattern of yourself related to other personality types. You need to experience them in person typically to be like, oh, I'm not that. Okay. I got it. I don't do anything near like that. Or meet another INTP who is slightly different and you're like, oh, I mostly resonate with that person, but that I see how they're context makes them a little bit different, right? I mean, a lot of INTPs refer to me as not an INTP. I've been called an ESTP, an ENFJ, an INFJ, an INFP, you know, because you haven't seen me in my context. You haven't seen me relative to other INTPs. They're, you know, it's really easy to make that conflation, right? So I don't want you to say, I'm not like this guy, so I'm not an INTP, or he's not an INTP. Just understanding that there are different contexts. So applying and learning those different contexts, whether that's through watching videos or through reading or through getting to know people in person, which is the best way to get to know your personality type, you know, that's what it's going to take. So I do have a free course on the website, dopeintp.com. If you sign up there, you will get a series of videos related to learning your personality type as an INTP, helping you assess whether or not you're an INTP, talking about why it's difficult to assess whether or not you're an INTP. And it's really that journey that you're going to learn a lot from. So very similar to what I'm talking about on this video, you're going to learn through that pattern recognition. So there's a couple things that I repeat myself with on that series, and you'll be able to see the pattern of what sticks. And there's a pattern of what I teach in a lot of my courses and those videos as well, related to intuition, related to connection with community, with money, with productivity, all sorts of things that I cover on that. So that's the reason I make so many videos. It's because I know that you're going to need a lot to wrap your intuition around, and not just get bored with me. And so I can change it up, and then you can go back and start to connect those details. And then when you're ready for some more traditional learning, you can go onto our website at dopeintp.com, dive into our relationship course or the empowerment guide, which covers general INTP growth and integrating shadow functions, and all sorts of other things. So you can go ahead and do that. If you're not ready for any of that either, there's a free ebook you can sign up for on the website, and you can start with that. So, you know, there's free stuff, there's more videos, there's all sorts of things that you can learn from, you know, whatever suits your fancy, wherever your intuition decides to take you. So that's it for this video. Like and subscribe for more videos. I drop them fairly sporadically, so please hit the bell icon and you will get notified the second the video goes live. And leave a comment, show some support, or ask a question, and I'll be happy to help you out. So with all of that said, I appreciate you. Take care of yourself and each other, and I'll catch you next time on Dopamine. See ya.
This has been a CNote Media production.